tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And I hope wherever you are, whichever part of the world you are watching this silsila from, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you well in the best of health and iman. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Inshallah, in today's discussion, we are going to talk about evil of jealousy and its cure. This is that thing which can destroy the good deeds like fire eats away the wood, as it is described in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we discuss our today's topic, let's inshallah azza wa jal first and foremost recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me with signs of joy manifest on his blessed face, stating that Sayyidina Jibreel ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa sallam came to him stating humbly that Allah azza wa jal has stated that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you not pleased that when anyone from your ummah sends durood upon you once, and I shower mercy 10 times upon him? And when anyone from your ummah sends one salam, I send salams 10 times upon him. Subhanallah, such a beautiful virtue for sending a salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's recite together, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, as our today's subject of discussion is evil of jealousy and its cure. Jealousy, envy is a self-destructive habit, a very bad quality and a major sin. A jealous person is consumed by his inner self-destructive fire that suffocates him and inflames his entire life. Such a person is deprived of peace and contentment. Unfortunately, this malady is menacingly rampant in our society. Majority are affected by this catastrophic trait and this evil of jealousy. People become envious and jealous of others' educational skills, greater intellectual capacity, abundance of wealth, honor and virtue, an excellent job. If somebody has all these things, all the nice things, then others become jealous. And if someone is dignified, is a dignified person, people are even jealous of him. Why is he so dignified in the eyes of people? It is such an obnoxious act that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that al-hasadu ya'kulu al-hasanati kama ta'kulu an-naru al-hatab. Jealousy consumes good deeds as fire consumes wood. Allahu Akbar. So really, what do we get out of it? If we become jealous, what happens? Nothing good comes out of it, obviously. And the end result of jealousy is that it consumes even the good deeds that we have earned, just like fire consumes wood. Have you ever seen how fire devours the entire logs of wood? Allahu Akbar. And if we really want to safeguard our good deeds, then this is something we need to abstain from. In another blessed hadith, in order to establish brotherhood and harmony, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that do not be jealous of one another, do not bear malice and hatred towards one another, and do not speak ill of one another behind their back. But O Allah's worshippers, live as brothers, subhanallah. This was the brotherhood that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has created among us. This is what he wants to see, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our master. And we should live life according to the idea of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of unity and brotherhood. Subhanallah, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you cannot be a true believer until your desires become subservient to that which I have brought. Subhanallah. So yes, our desires must become subservient to the thoughts and the idea of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the things that he has brought to us. The renowned commentator of the blessed Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that evil suspicion, envy and malice, etc., are those acts which diminish love, whereas Islamic brotherhood requires love. Therefore, overcome these faults so that you become brothers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful way of putting it. In Quran, we have been warned about this evil of jealousy. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Oh, do they envy people due to what Allah Azza wa Jal has given them from His grace? At another place, Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. And do not long for things by which Allah Azza wa Jal has given superiority to some of you over others. Dear brothers, you've listened to these beautiful verses of the Holy Quran, the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to refrain from this obnoxious act. Every Muslim ought to avoid bad habit, evil traits such as jealousy, malice. The blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also instructed us to avoid this deadly epidemic. Yes, this is a spiritual epidemic. And let's inshallah as we listen to some of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. In one hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that jealousy damages faith. It damages iman exactly in a way an aloe, meaning a coagulated juice from a bitter tree, spoils honey. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do not transgress when you feel jealousy. Discard suspicion when you feel evil omen about any work, and do it having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, La yazalu an-nasu bi khayrin ma lam yatahasadu. That people will remain in peace as long as do not have jealousy. Allahu Akbar. So the only thing that could destroy the peace, it is jealousy. It stems from there. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that people will remain in peace. We all want to live in peace, don't we? And here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the remedy and the perfect solution to live in peace and harmony. And he says people will remain in peace as long as they do not have jealousy. And the greatest Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that epidemic of last ummas would break out amongst you, which is jealousy and hatred, like it is a razor blade. It shaves faith, not hay. But one in whose hand my soul is, you will not enter paradise until you become mu'min and believer. And you cannot become a perfect believer until you love one another. Shall I not tell you that which will strengthen love between you? Spread the greeting of salam among yourselves. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us the message of peace and harmony, love and brotherhood. Subhanallah. And he strongly advises us against jealousy. And it is an epidemic of the previous nation, which cuts relationship, which cuts the through the peace and harmony like the razor blade. Allah, Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Holy Quran, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And from the evil of the jealous when he is jealous of me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, it is mentioned in, under the tafsir of this verse in Tafsir Qurtubi, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, إِذَا حَسَدْتَ فَلَا تَبْغِي. That when you get jealous, do not act upon it. And it is also mentioned that Al-Hasadu awwalu dhanbin usiya Allahu bihi fi samaa. Jealousy is the first sin with which Allah Azza wa Jal was disobeyed in the heavens. Wa awwalu dhanbin usiya bihi fil ard. And it is the first sin by which Allah Azza wa Jal was disobeyed for the first time on this earth. And how it happened in the heavens? Iblis was jealous of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam in the heavens. And this was the first crime in the heavens. And Qabil was jealous of Habil. And this was the first crime committed on the earth. Allahu Akbar. Envy is the first sin responsible for the disobedience towards Allah Azza wa Jal in the heavens. And it is the first sin responsible for the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal on the earth. Let's, inshallah Azza wa Jal, learn from these examples how jealousy was the first evil and the first thing by which Allah Azza wa Jal was disobeyed in the heavens when Shaitan became envious of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. It is mentioned in the books of Tafasir that the Quranic incident, commonly known to people, that Allah Azza wa Jal had commanded the angels to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And it is stated in the glorious Quran when Allah Azza wa Jal says, and remember when we ordered the angels to prostrate before Adam, so they all prostrated except Iblis, Shaitan, the devil. He refused and was proud and became a disbeliever. Filled with envy and jealousy, what happened? What the Shaitan did after that, after he refused to prostrate and follow the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went as far as arguing with Allah Azza wa Jal, as it is mentioned in the glorious Quran that Iblis argued with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal said, O Iblis, what hindered you from falling into prostration before that which I made with my own hand? Have you been proud? Or you were indeed among the haughty ones? Iblis said in response, he said, I am better than he is, meaning he is better than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. You have made me of fire and created him from clay. This marked the first battle between truth and falsehood, between Shaitan and the humans, and the first incident of disobedience in Allah's court. This crime was fueled by jealousy. Allahu Akbar. And if you know that who's the greatest enemy, who's the open enemy of mankind, it is Shaitan. Allah Azza wa Jal makes mention of it in the Holy Quran that Shaitan is the open enemy of mankind. Allahu Akbar. The first crime that occurred on the earth, it was also fueled by jealousy. As we'll learn from the story of two sons of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. One was Qabil and the other was Habil. Qabil killed Habil. The first one to commit murder and the first crime on the earth is Qabil. And the first victim of the murder is Sayyidina Habil. Both Qabil and Habil are the sons of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha She used to bear a male and a female with each pregnancy. And the male child of one pregnancy used to get married to the female child from the other pregnancy. So it was a cross match between two pregnancies. According to this method, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam planned Qabil's marriage with Liuza, who was born with Habil, but Qabil did not agree with this. Because Klima was more beautiful, therefore he wanted to marry her. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam explained to him that since Klima was born with you and she is your sister, therefore you cannot marry her. But Qabil was persistent on this. At the end, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam commanded both of them to offer sacrifice in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whoever's qurbani is accepted will have a right over Klima. So this was the test. This was the sacrifice. And this was the first time the sacrifice was offered in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that time, the sign of acceptance for one's qurbani was that some fire used to descend from the sky, from the heaven, and used to engulf the sacrifice. That used to be the sign of acceptance. Hence, Qabil offered few grains of wheat in sacrifice. And on the other hand, Sayyidina Habil offered the sacrifice of a goat. The fire from the sky engulfed the sacrifice of Sayyidina Habil and did not touch Qabil's sacrifice. Qabil's heart became full of jealousy and malice on this when his sacrifice did not get accepted. And he then decided to murder his brother, Sayyidina Habil, and told Habil that, "I will kill you." Habil responded to his warning and his threat that it was up to Allah Azza wa Jal to accept the sacrifice, and only he can accept the sacrifice of the pious and Allah-fearing men. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the sacrifices of those whose heart is true, whose heart is sincere, who's pious, who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And had you been pious, he would have definitely accepted your sacrifice. He also added to this that if you attempt to murder me, I will not lay my hands on you in retaliation, for I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wish that my sins along with yours both fall in your account and you become a member of hell, for this is the befitting punishment for the unjust. Allahu Akbar. At the end, Qabil committed the murder of his brother Habil. And Sayyidina Habil was at the time 20 years old when he was murdered. And this incident had occurred in the land of Makkah Mukarrama near Mount Thawr in the valley of Mount Hira, according to one opinion. And Qabil, who was extremely fair in complexion and handsome, his face turned completely ugly. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was so saddened by this incident, and he was sorrowful, so much so that he never laughed for the next 100 years in the sadness and in the pain of losing his son Habil. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam rebuked and chased Qabil from his society in extreme anger, and the ill-fated Qabil took Klima and traveled to a place called Adn, is a city in Yemen. Iblis then approached him and said to him, "The fire has engulfed Habil's sacrifice because he used to worship fire. So you should also build a temple and you should rather worship fire." And hence, Qabil was the first person to worship fire. And he was the first human on earth to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal and the first unjustly murderer of someone. And he will be the first criminal to be thrown into the fire of hell. It is in the Hadith Sharif that Qabil will be a shareholder in the murders that are to occur on the earth until the Day of Judgment. For he is the first one to lay its foundation. Allahu Akbar. His end was horrible. One of his sons, who was blind, he threw a rock on him and killed him. And despite being the son of a prophet, he was son of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He died while worshipping fire in a state of kufr and disbelief. And he died by his own son's hand. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Quran describes this event. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned. In summary, let's learn the Quranic account of this incident. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, I narrate you to them the true news of the two sons of Adam. When they each offered an offering, when it was accepted from one and was not accepted from the other, he said, I swear that I shall kill you. The other said, Allah accepts only from God-fearing. Undoubtedly, if you shall stretch your hand against me to kill me, then I shall not stretch my hand against you to kill you. I fear Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. I wish that my sin as well as your sin both should go to your side, so that you may be the man of hell, and this is the punishment of the unjust. Then his soul induced him to kill his brother. So he killed him and remained in losers. This account is mentioned in the verses of Surah Al-Ma'idah. If you are interested, please pick up the copy of Kanzul Iman Sharif or Subhanallah, the Miftahul Ihsan, the Tafsir of the Holy Quran, published by Yo Dawat Islami in your native English language, and learn the account of Habil and Qabil and what happened, what transpired between them. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to safeguard ourselves against this deadly disease of sin, that is malice, jealousy and hatred. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned this evil and He taught us to seek protection of Allah Azza wa Jal against the jealousy of the jealous person. As He commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these two surahs of the Holy Quran, Surah Nas and Surah Al-Falaq, the last two surahs of the Holy Quran, the surah number 113 and 114, they were the cure when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afflicted with some very heavy diseases. Allahu Akbar. And this came as a cure to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you are troubled by some sort of, you know, extraterrestrial influences like jinn and black magic and so on and so forth, it is very effective to read Surah Nas and Surah Al-Falaq. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those shifa who are afflicted by some sort of evil spirit or evil black magic. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. If you are facing these situations, then contact the Tawizat department, the Ruhani Ilaj department of Yo Dawat Islami, where inshallah Azza wa Jal, our in South Africa, if you are in South Africa, Maulana Hafiz Naushad Madani Attari Hafizahullah, he is in charge of this department, and he also has a silsila on Madani channel every Wednesday, alhamdulillah, from 8 to quarter to 9, meaning 45 minutes silsila on this subject of healing the spiritual diseases, alhamdulillah, by the name of spiritual cures. Tune into Madani channel and watch this silsila, inshallah azza wa jalla. He discusses very effective methods, and take the advice from the expert. So now, the Mufassirun, they have said that this surah, it indicates that Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator of everything, and that includes every evil as well. And He has commanded His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to seek refuge from all evil. Hence, He has stated, from the evil of all creation, in Surah Al-Falaq. Allah Azza wa Jal concluded this surah, Surah Falaq, on envy and jealousy. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ, to warn about its severe consequences and serious disasters. A jealous person is the enemy of Allah's blessings. It is mentioned in Tafsir Qurtubi that an envious person is enemy of Allah's blessings. قال بعض الحكماء بارز الحاسد ربه من خمسة أوجه. That a jealous person, he fights with Allah Azza wa Jal in five ways. Number one, that he dislikes every kind of bounty that appears on someone else other than him. If somebody else got something that he doesn't have, he dislikes it. The second is, he is dissatisfied with Allah's destiny, as if he's saying, why did you make my destiny like this? Allahu Akbar. And the third way is, he is disagreeing with Allah's action. And Allah's action is, ذَلِكَ فَضُلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran that this is the bounty of Allah. He gives it to whom He pleases. And it is mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. But a jealous person is resentful about Allah's blessings. And fourthly, he betrays Allah's friends or wishes for their destruction and fall of their blessings. Allahu Akbar. And in the fifth way in which he goes against Allah Azza wa Jal is that he supports his enemy Iblis. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A jealous person is guilty of all of this. Allah, Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us against the destruction of jealousy and envy. It is narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that there are three people whose dua are not answered. Number one, akilul haram, the one who eats haram. Number two, wamukthirul ghibah, the one who is involved in excessive backbiting. Yes, that person's dua is also not accepted. Number three, the one in whose heart there is malice and envy for the Muslims. مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ غِلٌّ أَوْ حَسَدُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allahu Akbar. The one in whose heart there is malice and envy for the Muslims. Allahu Akbar. These are the three type of people whose du'as are not answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard us from this evil, that we do not get involved in this dark evil of malice, hatred and jealousy for the Muslims. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts clean by the barakah and the rahmah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Dear viewers, we have a wonderful kalam, Amiri Sarkar, by our brother Abdul Majid Attari Hafizahullah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to listen to this kalam and shortly we will return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Mustafa Mujtaba Khatamul Anbiya. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. Ghamzadon ke tum ho gham gusar. Sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. Tumhara naam musibat mein jab liya hoga, hamara bigda hua kaam ban gaya hoga. Khuda ka lutf hua hoga dastgir zaroor, jo girte girte tera naam le liya hoga. Dikhai jayegi mahshar mein shaan mahboobi, dikhai jayegi mahshar mein shaan mahboobi, ke aap hi ki khushi aap ka kaha hoga. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار۔
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار۔
ہزار جان فدا نرم نرم پاؤں سے، پکار سن کے اسیروں کی دوڑتا ہوگا۔ عزیز بچے کو ماں جس طرح تلاش کرے، خدا گواہ یہی حال آپ کا ہوگا۔ کہیں گے اور نبی اذهبوا الى غیری، کہیں گے اور نبی اذهبوا الى غیری، میرے حضور کے لب پر انا لہا ہوگا۔
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار۔
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، سرکار۔
کوئی قریب ترازو، کوئی لب کوثر، کوئی صراط پہ ان کو پکارتا ہوگا۔ مقام فاصلوں پر کام مختلف کتنے، وہ دن ظہور کمال حضور کا ہوگا۔ خدا پاک کی چاہے پچھلے خوشی، خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی، خدا پاک خوشی ان کی چاہتا ہوگا۔
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار۔
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار۔
کوئی کہے گا دعائی ہے یا رسول اللہ، تو کوئی تھام کے دامن مچھل گیا ہوگا۔ شکستہ پاؤں میرے حال کی خبر کر دو، کوئی کسی سے یہ رو رو کے کہہ رہا ہوگا۔ کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جحیم، کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جحیم، وہ ان کا راستہ پھر پھر کے دیکھتا ہوگا۔
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار۔
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار۔
نشان خسرو دین دور کے غلاموں کو، لوائے حمد کا پرچم بتا رہا ہوگا۔ غلام ان کی عنایت سے چین میں ہوں گے، عدو حضور کا آفت میں مبتلا ہوگا۔ میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے، میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے، حسن فقیر کا جنت میں بستر ہوگا۔
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار۔
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار۔
مصطفیٰ مجتبیٰ،
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، سبحان اللہ، سچ اے ونڈرفل کلام ان دا پریز آف دا بلیوڈ حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اینڈ دس از ٹوگیدر ود دیٹ اٹ از اے پلی ان دا کورٹ آف دا بلیوڈ حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ آلویز keep us connected to the doorstep of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bijahi nabiyil amin. Now, as we have come back discussing our today's topic, that is evil of jealousy and its cure. Subhanallah, there is a beautiful incident in which it's mentioned about an Ansari sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his sahaba, and he told them that just now a jannati person will come towards you. And while he mentioned it, a person from Ansar, the Ansari sahabi, he came. In his one hand he was holding his shoes, and the wudu water was dripping from his body. So he came and made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after that he went away. Then the next day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned again that just now a jannati person will come your way. And this time again the same sahabi, he came again, he made salam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to his salam, and then he went away. And then the same thing happened on the third day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the same words, and the same man appeared again in the same condition as before. While the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu followed him and said to him, I had a fight with my father and I saw an oath of not returning to him for 3 days. If you feel appropriate, and then would you please provide me with an accommodation for 3 days? Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he spent 3 nights with him and observed that he only wakes up for Fajr Salah, and when he changes side on his bed, he makes Allah zikr and his glory and says nothing but good. When I spent these 3 nights and I was on the verge of discrediting his action, I said to him, oh Allah's servant, I have no issues with my father, no have I fought with him, but I rather heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that there will be a man of paradise passing by you through this way, and all these 3 times it was you who appeared. I thought to stay by you and observe your actions, but I have not seen you do anything extraordinary. When I turned my back to leave, he called me and said, I do not have any other action but what you have seen, except that I never kept malice for any Muslim in my heart, nor do I envy anyone over the status or blessings which Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon him. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that it is the very quality which has elevated you to this station, and this is the action which is not, everyone is not capable of doing it, not keeping malice and jealousy against others. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So this was the action that enabled him to become a member of paradise, subhanallah, being qualified as a jannati by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Because this person never had any malice or jealousy about others. Yes, it is very hard to find people with a clean heart. Many a times we are only concerned about our outer appearance, our exterior. You know, we must look good on the outside, and we seldom care about the dirt and the malice and the filth that is being composited and being kept over time within our hearts. Yes, we are wearing clean clothes, yet our hearts are dirty. We have no dust on our body, but our hearts are filthy. What is the point of all this? We need to cleanse our hearts against all of the evil of malice, jealousy, arrogance, all of this. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he pleads in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and he says,
Mawla dil ka zang chuda, qalbe nuri paaye jila. Mawla dil ka zang chuda, qalbe nuri paaye jila. Dil ko kar de aaina, dil ko kar de aaina. Jisme chamke ye kalima, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, there's a very interesting account of an individual who was loyal to a certain king, and because of this, he was considered as a very important person in the court of the king. Among the courtiers, he was given importance. So whenever he sat in front of the king, he used to always say, be kind to that person who always does favors to you. As for those who speak ill, the evil itself will eventually destroy them. However, there was someone in the court who had a great amount of jealousy for this person who was the king's favorite. This jealousy was based on nothing. He had this firm belief that this person should not be a favorite subject. He also had this dream of somehow belittling this person in front of the king. So he tried many tricks but could not succeed. And one day he thought of a plan, he cooked up a plan. And he approached the king and said to him that this person who is your subject, who is among your courtiers, and who serves you by picking up your shoes, in reality, he is your greatest enemy. As a matter of fact, he hates you. And he even has admitted that there is foul stench coming from your mouth. The king asked, what proof do you have of this? And how can this be verified? I would like to see a definite proof of this. The next time the king saw him, the king also noticed that he will hold his hand against his mouth and this would be proof enough. Yes, and when this person left the palace, he immediately approached the favorite person of the king and he invited him over to have lunch at his house. Obviously, the person had no idea of the whatever the evil plan that was cooked up in his mind. So he accepted his invite. And then when the food was offered, this jealous person, he took him to his home and fed him food which was filled with raw onions. After eating, he then went to the palace of the king. When the king was about to leave his palace, this person, as usual, he picked up the shoes of the king as per his normal routine. And he uttered, one should be good to those who do a favor upon you. As for those who speak evil, their own evil will finally destroy them. The king then asked this person to come near. And as he came near, this person placed his hand over his mouth and nose, bearing in mind that the only reason that he did this was that the king would not be able to get the smell of onions which he had eaten prior to coming there. However, the king began to think to himself that perhaps the other person had spoken the truth. And this person really had the opinion that a foul smell comes from the mouth of the king. So the narrator of the story, namely Bakr bin Abdullah al-Muzani, he reveals that this king had a habit of issuing judgment and decisions spontaneously. When the king saw that this person did not seem to be a close friend and was actually harboring dislike for him, then he secretly ordered his chief secretary to write this sentence on a note, and that this was to be given to the chief prosecutor. On this note, the message that was written that when the bearer of this note reaches you, you are instructed to immediately have him killed and send his dead body to me. The king then gave this note to the person who everyone considered as the favorite servant of the king. However, when this person went outside, he met the jealous person. Obviously, both of them did not see the content, what was written inside. And it was wrapped in the royal seal. So when the jealous person saw this person carrying this royal note, he asked what was inside and it should be given to him instead. The innocent person replied that he did not know what was inside this note, but had the impression that perhaps the king had rewarded him with some sort of honor. Hence, he had to deliver this to the chief prosecutor. The jealous person then insisted, again due to his immense jealousy, that this letter should be given to him so that he could personally deliver it to the chief prosecutor. The innocent person then handed him the letter and said that this now belongs to him and you can go and deliver the letter. So bearing in mind that none of them knew what was written inside the letter, the jealous person then took this letter boastfully to the chief prosecutor. And when he delivered this letter to the chief prosecutor, it was told to him, I have been informed that you are to be killed and that your dead body should be shown to the king. However, this jealous person replied that this was not his letter, that it belonged to someone else and he had mistakenly taken this letter. However, the chief prosecutor was not prepared to listen to any excuses and informed him that, listen, you cannot leave this place. And in the letter, there are clear instructions that the bearer of this letter be killed and that his dead body must be delivered to the king. This person then began to plead that he be given one last chance to visit the king and that this was an innocent mistake. However, the chief prosecutor replied, after receiving this letter, there is no chance of you going back right now. Right now, the only thing in your destiny is death. This person was then killed and his dead body was sent to the king. At the same time, the favorite subject of the king was also in the same palace at that moment. And again, as per his usual habit, he praised that person who did favors to him. The king then looked at him and asked him about what had happened to the letter. This person replied that when I took your letter and went outside, this person met me in the corridor and he insisted that I give him this letter and I was forced to give it to him. And the king heard this. He looked at his favorite subject and informed him that this person had told me that you believe that there is foul smell coming from my mouth. The innocent person replied that I swear that I had never said such a thing. The king then asked, yesterday when I asked you to come near me, why did you place your palm on your mouth and nose? Why did you do this? So he replied, dear king, the only reason is that the same person had invited me to his house to eat food and he fed me lots of onions. The only reason that I placed my hand over my mouth and nose is that when you called me near is that I did not want to trouble you with the smell of the onions. The king replied that there is no doubt that you have spoken the truth and you are indeed correct. You may return to your duties and your words were indeed correct, which is that the person who speaks evil or bad is ultimately killed by his own evil. Allahu Akbar. And this is what is meant by the statement that a person who digs a well for someone else, he himself ultimately falls into it. Yes, do not dig a well for somebody else because you will be the first one to fall into it. This is such a wonderful advice. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that there are three signs of a jealous person. You know, how do you spot a jealous person, first of all? You know, there are many people who may be jealous and envious of you. How do you spot such a person? And what is the remedy of this? And Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that there are three signs of a jealous person. Number one, that when in front of the person with whom he is jealous, he praises unnecessarily. Meaning if he is jealous of you, he will praise you on your face unnecessarily, right? And then this is called flattery. In other words, he will flatter you. And the second trait of a jealous person is that he will backbite. He will praise you in front of your face, but he will backbite you behind your back. And number three, He becomes happy when you are in trouble. These are the three telltale signs of a jealous person. So if you want to spot somebody who is jealous of you, remember these words. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, explaining the cure of jealousy, he has stated that if you are consumed by jealousy, reflect with a level head, that my jealousy cannot destroy anyone's wealth and blessings. Truly, by you being jealous of someone, how can it harm the other person? It will only cause harm to yourself. My jealousy cannot cause any harm to the person I am jealous of. On the contrary, my jealousy is causing harm to me in both the worlds, in this dunya and the hereafter. In dunya, you are psychologically troubled. You are mentally troubled. Your peace is gone. Your sleep is gone. And in the hereafter, it will burn your good deeds, just like fire consumes wood. Allahu Akbar. And it is destroying my good deeds in this fire of jealousy. And the person towards whom I have jealousy would receive all my virtues on the day of judgment. Yes. We should also ponder that the blessings belonging to him are bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my displeasure and jealousy is indeed an objection upon the bestowal of Allah azza wa jal and his gift and favors, causing destruction to my own deen and my own iman. Therefore, we should reflect on the fact that Allah azza wa jal is al-alim, the all-knowing, al-hakim, the perfectly wise. And Allah Azza wa Jal blesses a person with that which he deserves. This is why Allah Azza wa Jal has not blessed me with these things. Thus, malady of jealousy would go away from our hearts. And jealous person will be relieved of this extreme jealousy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us relief from the evil of jealousy and make us among those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil amin. Inshallah, dear viewers, we will again meet next time. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.